ahead of National Service Day, the governor's office brought together Utah leaders to discuss the importance of service and volunteerism. Utah Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson says leaders across the state are wanting to infuse schools with a culture of service and volunteerism. She adds that community service and volunteerism not only offers benefits to society, but also helps improve mental health. Henderson acknowledges younger generations, such as Gen Z, say they feel they're inheriting a post-hope world and are disillusioned with the institutions that underpin a healthy society.
As the older generations now, to help our younger generations understand what we have left for them, what their inheritance is, and help them do that through connecting with each other, through connecting with other people.
Henderson says it's important for younger generations to connect with those who are different than they are and provide service to their communities and themselves. During the symposium, the Carnegie Corporation of New York committed $1.1 million for initiatives in the Beehive State. Henderson says high schools throughout the state already have initiatives in place and want new efforts to be school-led. Governor Spencer Cox's proposed fiscal year 2025 budget includes funding for a new service pilot program in a number of Utah high schools that would set expectations for service hours and opportunities. Lucy Worthen is a student at Skyline High School in Mill Creek, who says volunteering has been life-changing.
It's changed my life because I've learned so early on in high school that I feel most fulfilled and happy when I'm serving people, and that has helped me realize what I want to do in my career.
Worthen contends it's important for high schoolers to have opportunities to serve since it can be formative for their personal and professional growth. According to a recent survey, a majority of Utahns support having a community service graduation requirement for high school seniors. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.